Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great. It's been a very wet day here in Roanoke, Virginia.
We've had a beautiful day up here in Ohio, even though it's been freezing cold. It's been sunny and beautiful today, so that's been one of the gifts.
Oh, beautiful. So you're on your way back to Florida?
This week, I surely am, dodging raindrops.
Ah. Yeah, well, let's tell you what, we're going to get rain for the next few days, so it's going to be, I think, time to do a little bit of fall cleaning and get reorganized, pull out the winter clothes.
Ah, a necessity up here.
Yes. But I like the fashion changes every season. You know, I lived down in Florida for those 20 years. You know, there wasn't really much you could do except, like, a small jacket.
Oh, well, we had frost on the ground today. I think our low is, like, 33. And I think we got up to about 55 today as a high.
Yeah, well, we were in the 50s, too, today. And our low tonight's about 53. But tomorrow's supposed to warm up a little bit. You know, we're at that time of great change, but the leaves are spectacular.
Oh, yes. You know, it's coming up to peak here in Ohio. And we were driving to a friend's house today, and it's this hilly road that you go up and down, and it's nothing but trees on both sides of it. And what a beautiful drive. It's almost in, you know, full swing here to where most of the trees are turned. And the color is just so vibrant. There is no other thing on this earth that could be as beautiful as that.
Wow. That's so great. That's so great. So let's see. What do we want to talk about tonight about the show? Let's talk about the Grand Trine Fire and Mercury Retrograde, which everybody's blowing up Facebook about this.
Oh, communication issues and rebalancing them. How fun.
Well, it is what it is. It happens once a season. We're used to it. We should be used to it by now. But, you know, it's just a good idea to exercise a certain level of caution. But at the same time, sometimes you just have to conduct business as close to usual as you can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And take it, you know, here again on this particular time, remember that things go backwards, so we have to take a step back and not go our normal path. And we're habitual, and we like doing the same thing the same way every time. And under Mercury retrograde, it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
It it's a little bit more challenging.
Well, my observation has been for the last couple of days, once the moon entered Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, that's when people started to freak. Before that, they were kind of all right. Okay. Now, the good news is that Mercury does not retrograde. Well, there's going to be some difficulty when it goes into Virgo on the 19th and the 20th and the 21st. Because whenever the moon is in a sign ruled by Mercury during the Mercury retrograde, those are the challenging days. That's when you don't sign an agreement no matter what.
Absolutely.
If it's worth having, you can wait the 72 hours, I'm telling you, right now.
Definitely. Absolutely. You know, and here again, these, you know, I have one friend of mine who, and it's usually this Mercury retrograde in the fall, he's a car collector, and he'll call me up, and he'll say, hey, I found another car. Is it the right time to buy this car? And usually when he calls me up and asks me about a car, I'll tell him about the car and what kind of problems it has, or, you know, how good it is or bad it is. But every time when it comes to his Mercury retrograde, I go, no, you can't buy this car. And he goes, why? And I go, because it's Mercury retrograde. You don't buy cars under Mercury retrograde. And it's a classic mistake that people make. Even Dan, my fiance, I told, he bought his under a Mercury retrograde at one spring. And he had to have that thing back to be fixed for the weirdest things for 3 years in a row. And now it works beautifully.
Ouch.
It was like the craziest little absurd things. And I say, this is the reason why you don't buy it. It doesn't necessarily come that you have the problems under the Mercury retrograde. It comes after the fact that you have to go back and fix things to make it right.
Well, actually, that's for all vehicles and all animals of burden, too. Like people that buy horses, race horses. Same thing.
Absolutely.
Trains, planes, you know, you name it. No matter what it is with the Mercury retrograde, when you're dealing with any kind of vehicle, any kind of thing in motion, not a good choice. I'm just saying.
But, however, we have a beautiful fire grand trine from Uranus to Jupiter to Mars.
Yes.
So, you know, it is time to take initiative in certain things, to learn more. And that's what I like about Mercury retrogrades, is because you get to ask more questions. You get to learn more about things before you make a choice of what you're going to do with it. And especially under with this grand trine, it's definitely going to, Mars in Sagittarius is going to spark that intellect and really help you to make the right decision. And really make you look at it another time, under other terms than what you normally would. And, of course, with it being in trine to Jupiter, it's definitely going to be to your benefit. And the decision you make, you'll know, you know, with that fire trine. It'll let you know. You'll know when it's right.
Yeah, my experience with Jupiter is it magnifies everything it touches. And that's why I love this grand trine, because not to do things on impulse power. Have a certain level of excitement, enthusiasm, and as you were pointing out, then chew on it for a little while before you make that final documental change.
Absolutely. This is not an impulsive time of the year.
Not yet. But that will change.
That will change, as everything does. This too shall pass.
All you can do is the best you can do as fast as you can.
Your favorite quote.
Yes. People say, well, you talk fast. I said, well, if you're paying by the minute, you're going to get all the bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, well. So we have a lot of people on hold. Our queue is loaded. I suppose you should take some callers. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Let's do that.
All righty then. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. This is Danielle.
Danielle, how in heaven's name are you?
I'm hanging in there, I guess.
Learning patience yet?
A little bit, I guess. No.
Okay. A little bit, you guess. Are you packing up yet?
Yeah, I've started to pack.
Good.
Could you guys help me with this? Go ahead.
So did you have a specific question for us?
Yeah, can you help me with this situation with my friend that I'm living with? I'm not happy in the relationship, so we both agreed to be friends and roommates. Can you help me say what my chart and his chart say or whatever?
What's his name again?
Eric.
Eric.
Yes, 10-4-80.
That's not the Eric that I'm looking at. What's his last name? Put it under his last name.
Hania. H-O-N-E-A, Eric Honia, E-R-I-C.
Oh, no, I put it under Eric Danielle. Never mind.
Yeah.
Just noticed that. But, oh, it's under Danielle. I got him now. Sorry about that.
And what's the birthday again?
10-4-80.
I got him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I don't think this is over, Danielle. I'm going to tell you that. Even though the two of you think that, you know, you're just going to live, you know, I feel that with him, this may be a way to be able to solve some of your issues without without that strong pressure of the relationship.
Right.
Again here, remember Mercury is retrograde, so it's bringing out all the challenges or all the problems and highlighting them at this point in time and saying this is what the two of you need to work on, okay? And what I see here, because this Mercury is went over his and now is coming back towards his natal Mercury. So he doesn't know, he's rethinking everything in his life. It's not just you. He's rethinking everything in his life and looking at it in a different direction. But in both of your charts and looking at it, I see in both ways that I don't think either one of you are over it. Okay, I think the two of you are trying to work things out. And my best suggestion for you is terms and conditions. Since you two are just going to be roommates, let's make some terms and conditions here and work within those boundaries. And I think that will lead to a better relationship between the two of you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I really think that because of the familial changes that both you and he have been through in the past, the kind of homes you grew up in, the kind of parent body you experienced, I think that because you are together in the same living space, some of these issues are coming up for review with this retrograde. And that's where I see the frustration the most. Okay? And I do think that the communication right now, it's important that you don't go to the extreme, although that's difficult because Mercury is the ruler of your sun, Danielle. And as Jacqueline pointed out, Mercury retrograded very close to his natal. So right now you're trying to reposition yourselves, and I think that's great. Okay. The good news is that I think that it's very confusing right now. You're in the middle of packing and moving. You don't always feel that well. Well, Mars is going to be moving in a direction right now. It's already conjoining his Neptune, and it's going to be conjoining your Neptune over the next week. So I would try to get more enthusiastic about the move, the new lifestyle, less expectations on the relationship, and more the sharing of philosophy that you had at the beginning. That will be your saving grace.
Okay. Because he's not very loving towards me or supportive. Like, it's just not, he's not doing any kind of like really boyfriend stuff. He doesn't want to kiss me and stuff, or like a lot of times he don't want to touch me, and it's just like really weird.
Well, realize also that Venus is conjunct, his natal Venus is conjunct transiting Venus at this point in time. And again here, he's going through that questioning thing, okay, of what's right or what's wrong, what direction should I go with this, okay? And he has a Mars in Leo, so he always has to be the one to look in charge. And you notice I'm saying look in charge, because here again, he's confused right now, but he has to act as if he is not confused for him to feel like he's okay. Okay? But remember this about this, is that he is looking for guidance from you. Okay, just subtle guidance. Okay, I think if you changed your actions a little bit, I think he would change his.
Okay, now we haven't touched each other for like a week. It's been there. I just said we'll just have to be friends and roommates, and because I don't know what else to do, because it's not working for me.
Well, it happened when Mercury went retrograde, so you know what? it's okay to reconsider with the Mercury retrograde how you want to approach the relationship. And I would go with that premise for now, knowing that once Mercury goes direct, it'll change again, Danielle. It's a temporary thing where you're trying to either create new boundaries or a different cohesion. It's okay. It's not going to last forever. And so I would just try and pace yourself through this time period. When are you moving in?
November 5th.
Okay.
3 weeks and 3 days.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be good also to have more space. I think you've been in very close quarters, too, and that's been increasing the tension.
Yeah.
Yep. Now that you're packing things up, too, there's not that real home feel anywhere. There's that sense of security, which you desire because your Mercury and Venus are both in Cancer, right now is absent because you're going through this change. So that is tougher on you emotionally, okay? Where he has more energy in that whole Libra-Scorpio space. It's a little bit different for him. But don't worry about it so much. Don't exaggerate it in your mind, you know, and just get yourself busy as far as keeping things in order so you can make this move happen. Okay?
Well, I'm hanging in there, I guess. I'm doing the best I can without losing my mind.
And that's all you have to do is live in the present and live in the now. And look at the gifts that are given of the day, not of the month, not of the year. Don't look anything but that day of what's going on in that day, okay? I think you'll find more success on a day-to-day basis than anything else right now if you just take it as not where is it going or what did it do, but just stay very much in the moment for the next few weeks. I think you're going to find once you settle into the house, I think he's going to settle down. I think one of the reasons why the two of you work so well together is because both of you two have dual personalities, you know, whether it be the Virgo or whether it be the Gemini, both of them are dual signs. And having that, you know, you two are going to have these dualities to where you're going to question things on again, off again. But realize it does work, and with patience, it'll work well for you.
Okay, because he's not being mean to me, so... But he's not really doing much of anything else either.
He's just not being as responsive as you'd like right now. I know.
He is in question himself. He's, you know, here again, Aphrodite talked about the security and safety and being in flux from one place to the other. Okay? He doesn't handle it. You handle it better than he does. He doesn't handle it well. Transition for him is not a good thing. So
because
he does have
that.
A hard time.
Because he all has all that fixed energy, right?
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
He's got a lot, majority of fixed energy.
Yeah, and you're a cardinal. You've got five cardinal planets compared to his, and only two fixed. So you're much more malleable than he is. And so here he's really nervous. He doesn't like change.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Okay. Well, I don't want to take
any
more.
Keep us posted. We'll give you support every week if you need it, honey.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate you guys very much.
All right. God bless you, honey.
Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mercury retrograde, old issues coming back to haunt.
Absolutely. That's a classic pattern of Mercury retrograde, having to readdress all those old issues and make new terms and conditions of them.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. Area code 772, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Deb. How you doing, honey?
I'm hanging in there. That's about all you can do sometimes. Yep, I'm still looking for another job and... Oh, the only response I'm getting is from companies that don't pay a salary, which happens when you're in sales. But, and, you know, can't afford to, you know, take 3 months to 6 months to ramp up, you know, and earn money. So, anyway, so that's what I'm calling about.
Ah.
I'm calling about what is going on? Because it sounded last time I asked you, ladies, about it, that I was going to be hearing, you know, and maybe one of the companies that I did hear from, that was the case, but I need a job that pays the salary, at least what I'm making now.
Well, and under this Mercury retrograde, what's happening is that you will be offered a job, but it may have those contingencies to it. This is the right timing to get yourself out there because of where Mercury and the Sun and Venus are placed in your chart. It really gives
right.
you that. It really gives you that great presence and appeal towards others. Don't be surprised if somebody that you've interviewed with during this Mercury retrograde comes back after the retrograde and offers you a job.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, I'm telling you, it's a second job. It's like another job looking for a job. So, I mean, I have been putting resumes together like crazy. So, and there is still that company that I had a telephone interview with back beginning of September. So, and they have not hired anyone for the sales position. So anyway, and I keep checking in with him, leaving him messages. But yeah, the other job's just getting more and more precarious, the job I have now. So.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I'm just, yeah.
A lot of frustration right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I talked to my manager this past week, I'm meeting up with him tomorrow after a job interview. He's looking for a job. So,
wow.
Yeah. And told me he was looking for a job. So, anyway, yeah, it's not good. Three people.
Well,
I know
one of the things I love about what we do, Deb, is that there's planets of process and there's planets of event. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you're involved in a process. Try and bring back some inspiration and some security in your work. And
mm-hmm.
Saturn is going to be moving in trine to your Sun over the next couple of months. So my feeling is ride the train. And I think you're going to find that the results are going to be more spectacular than you thought.
Okay.
I think these minor delays right now is preventing you from making a decision that is not exactly what you truly desire. Once Saturn trines your Sun, I have a feeling that you're going to find something that you really are going to feel a sense of your tenure being respected, your background,
mm-hmm.
your persona, all of that. So take your time. I know you're feeling a little bit threatened right now. Right now you're still gainfully employed, and you are
mm-hmm.
putting it out there. It's a good idea to put confidence rather than anxiety behind that energetically.
Okay.
I know that's easier said than done, trust me. But that's
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying. That's been ongoing. I'm trying not to be anxious and just try to be positive and keep putting the effort out and just let it flow and with the thought that
it'll pay
something
off.
Really big.
It will
yeah.
pay off, Deb.
Okay, all right.
I promise you.
You have to remember
that
Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance, your natal chart's in Gemini. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mercury is retrograde. Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you could end up getting two offers right around the same time and then have to choose, and both of them could be good ones. Once Mercury
turns. I'll be calling you.
Okay.
I'll be calling you. Notice I said I will be calling you if I didn't say that. I said I will be calling you.
I will be waiting.
Okay. All right. So you're thinking, but it's definitely probably going to be after Mercury retrograde, correct?
Yeah. It'll be probably
yeah.
towards okay. the end of the month.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I can hang.
You can hang. Okay.
I can hang. I've done that a lot in my life. Hang until
just wait it out. You've got the faith to do this. Just wait it
yeah.
out. Go, okay. I know it's going to happen, And again here, you're going to see these temptations come up. So, no, I only want the ideal job, and I'm not going to take anything less. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
And it will happen.
And that's what I'm and I'm only applying. I mean, I'm looking through every job listing with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm only applying to the ones that I really feel that I'll be suited to. So, I mean...
Good job. Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And I'm not going to accept something, you know, if I don't think it's going to be a good fit. I have in the past, and, you know, just kind of like jumping from one shift to another, I'm not going to do that. So.
Great.
Anyway, all right.
I think
well,
you'll
thank
find
you.
Your success.
All right, I will. It's coming. It's coming.
God bless. If you need me, call me. I'm here for you.
I will. All right.
Or Jacqueline,
thanks,
too.
Lady.
We're both here for you. Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jacqueline. And thanks, Alphabet.
Oh,
I appreciate
hang
it.
In there, Deb.
God
I
bless
will.
You, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. She's so amazing. See, she needs to really have her Mars engaged. She's just amazing. Let it... Like I said, I think that boredom has never worked for her as long as I've known her, and I've known her for many years. She has to be stimulated in her work, absolutely. And if
yeah.
she's not, it's a horror.
Yeah, it's a way of life. It's a passion. Okay.
Yes. Now we have 2 5-6-1s on the queue, so I am going to pick up 561212 right now. Good evening. You're on the air. This is Aphrodite. How are you? Are you there? You're on the air. Well,
okay.
I think I'll put them back on hold. Five, six, one, area code.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
Aphrodite and Jacqueline. Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah. Thanks for using the area codes. It saves a lot of time.
I'm trying.
Do you think that do you think that 201 was Charles?
No, it was a 212.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. I am involved in a business on the web, and it is picking up from Amazon and selling on eBay, and I love it, but I'm not... can you tell me when I might see a bit of income from that?
Can you give me the birthday?
10/17/33.
Yep. And you're going to be in West Palm for your birthday?
Yep.
All right. Wanted to take a look at that, too. Oh, this is good. This is really good. I'm glad that you're in Florida for your birthday. That's really going to work well for you because it really gives you two things that I really like, and they're sextiling each other. And Pluto is going to be in your 10th house of your career, and the part of fortune is conjuncted. And now that's sextiling both your Venus and your North Node, which is giving you really an opening for people to really see who you are, okay? And I'm, you know, I don't want to give you the big lecture like I normally do, but for you financially this year, it's not that big of a deal. There is nothing in your second house this next for this next year. So the cash flow is going to flow smoothly as far as, it's not going to be a bad year. It's going to come in and out. So I'm not so concerned about that. Okay. I think after the Mercury retrograde is when it's going to start to take off. I think the holiday season, you're going to see some really great progress in this. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think she's going to get some very encouraging news over the next 2 weeks. So something's going to start to encourage her. And the reason I say that is because her part of dedication, success, and investment is at 20 degrees of Libra. The sun's going to pass over that in 2 days, Mercury's going to retrograde over it and then go over it again, and Venus is going to pass over it within a week. So I think she's going to get some nibbles already. She's going to get that encouragement that she needs to see it through to when you see her really feeling a good income. So there's going to be some things to perk her up.
Great, great, great. That's wonderful.
And the remarkable thing is that your part of security, treasure, and profit is at 24 degrees of Cancer. And the interesting thing is that Saturn is going to be trining that energy very close to your natal Pluto. So I have a feeling that you're going to start to establish yourself in what you've created over these next few months, as Jacqueline had seen. So I totally agree with her. And this is really good for you. You love to be busy, don't you?
Oh, she's a workaholic.
That I do. Well, thank you both very, very much. And see you shortly, Jacqueline.
Yes, we will. And happy solar return to you coming up.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
And many more.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh,
that's her. She's here, and then she's off and doing something else.
Bada-bing, bada-boom. Here they go tomorrow. The next one is somebody very near and dear to us. Are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 305.
Hi.
You're on the air.
How are you?
How are you doing?
You're very perky. Well, I'm perking up. You know, this time I can actually say that Mercury retrograde does what you say it does. Yesterday I had no phone. It would not charge. I went and I bought another, you know, plug. It still would not do it. It would go to 5%, down to 3%, up to 8%, down, and nothing, like in the middle of the morning hours. And then I thought, I'm going to put it on airplane mode, and it finally charged, because I thought I had lost all the information.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the computer, also would not charge. So incommunicado completely, and I said, okay, this is a Mercury retrograde everybody talks about. But I'm on the phone, and the computer's working, and all is well.
It's squaring your Jupiter even over the next 3 days, so be careful, be careful.
You know, Jackie had said to me, I'd rather you don't go out much, you know, just stay put. And yesterday was a day when I had planned to go all over since I got the rental car. Ended up going maybe 3 blocks from home and coming back home, and I've been here the whole time. So,
I told you.
You did. Tomorrow I do have to go out. I hope the stars work more in conjunction with my plans tomorrow. But really, it really did what you said.
Well, you have to be careful about that. You know, again here, especially with cars and transportation, it will do that. It will stop you in your tracks. And it's definitely stopped you in your tracks and said, hey, you need to stay here and stay put for a little bit.
And it wasn't
grand
even the car.
Grand trine is going on is really beneficial for your chart, though, Diana. And so I feel because Venus is sitting on your Neptune, your third house of your neighborhood, running errands can be okay, but you have a little bit of frustration energy going towards your midheaven. So just make sure you get the best bang for your buck if you buy anything.
I need to buy a phone, and I don't want to rush in and buy
something. During your Mercury retrograde, are you crazy?
No, but you know what could I do? Yesterday it wasn't charging, and then all day, and I work on the phone, you know. So yeah, I'm trying to postpone it. I'm gonna try to postpone it until the 25th if I can.
I would try and limp through it until the 25th, or else you will be replacing that phone quicker than what you normally would.
Exactly. Yeah, but I might have to buy one cheap model, so that I can work in the meantime. But, yeah, it really hit me. But I'm in a good mood, and I'm happy, and I'm fine. I just don't know what's coming up. When is the finger of God going to touch upon me? You mentioned the yod.
Oh.
Wasn't that her solar return we saw that?
You did, Aphrodite. You said something like the finger of God and... and then you said the yard. And I don't know when it's coming, but I know it is.
Okay. Look at your solar return. Maybe that's where I saw it.
Well, yeah, if there's anything else before, right, you know. Yeah. That's about a month away still.
No, your solar return doesn't have that in it, as I can see. Unless it's asteroids involved. I don't have those on screen, but...
No, I don't see it in there either.
No.
I think the yod was natal then, is what you're looking at. No, it's not
natal. Okay. It's okay. Anything else that is good, I'll listen to anything else that is good or a warning, either way.
Oh, the yod comes up with the transit. That's where it is. Okay. But it, in that aspect, it, what it has as far as the yod is concerned, it goes from your Saturn to your Sun, both natal, to transiting Uranus. Now, it says whenever you get a yod, it means that things are going to be divinely done, which means that things are going to come to you suddenly because the finger of that, of where it's pointing, is at Uranus. So things that you need are going to come to you suddenly, but it's also going to also have you sit there, because Saturn and your Sun are the other two parts of that yod. It's going to say, hey, you need to have patience, you need to wait this out, you need to analyze it a little bit more, and sit on it until the exact moment of the right timing comes in. So you
and
must
be
patient
you.
During this period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm patient. I just, I have to wait. I know. I have to wait. Anything important this week that you see or feel?
I want to tell you, seek out something wonderfully spiritual. Go to your favorite, church or synagogue or... If there's a place that you go that makes you feel inspiration, do that this week.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I don't care if it's a park bench where you feel pigeons or, a body of water nearby. I just feel that seek the inspiration that makes you feel that no matter what, you're a child of God and you're going to be okay.
Okay.
It's the perfect week for that, with Venus moving through your third house, the area where you live. And it's, the Grand Trine is doing some beautiful things for your chart right now in your relocation chart to Miami. Jupiter's about to connect very strongly with your ascendant there. I just feel, go with your heart and just put a lot of love out to God and the universe and receive it as well. Sit there and receive it as well.
I will do that. When is Jupiter connecting to my Leo?
Within
I think you had told me once around October 27th, something like that.
And that's after Mercury does go direct. So the communication things will completely disperse at that point. They'll be gone. So.
Excellent. I don't want to hug up all the time. Thank you so much. But I do want to keep on listening. And I'll be in touch with you both. Love you both. Thank you.
All right. I'll put you back on
hold. Love you too.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. She's such a darling.
She is. She's cute.
I love these people that call us. It's so fun.
I feel so privileged. We have
some
beautiful people.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Great. How's it going with you?
This is Jay from Canada.
It's Jay from Canada. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey,
hi. Aphrodite.
How's it going?
Pretty good, actually. I'm just listening to your show and listening to what's going on with the retrograde and how's it going to affect Aries.
Okay. Take a look.
Well, you've had your biggest bump so far during this Mercury retrograde because of that full moon. Okay. The full moon in Aries definitely had a little bit of a interesting twist to it for you. So you're coming off of from the storm. You're coming down to the calm. I'll tell you that.
I know you were born in Medicine Hat. Where do you live now, Jay? I keep forgetting.
Edmonton, Alberta.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Thanks. Good memory.
She does. She has a phenomenal memory.
Well, there's just a difference on the ascendant. You know, you go from 1 degree of Sag to 26 degrees of Scorpio. So that's a very strong shift in your soul vibration. And and the nice thing about that is that the motion of Saturn right now over this next year is going to be moving through that space from where you were born to where you are in a way that puts you into a tenured position where people are going to respect, admire all you have invested, which I like. And Uranus right now is sitting on your Mercury, but it's retrograde. So you don't want a lot of drama right now, do you?
No.
No. You're trying to come to that point of peace. And the Mercury retrograde is in your 11th house, which is, to me, it's a house of your tribe, your spirituality, the light worker that you are. And so now you're looking at the things that you've done and the things that you're doing. And sometimes you feel okay with it, and other times you say, oh, I should do more. So you're going through a little bit of that reevaluation, and that's perfect in this cycle, by the way. How's your health?
Health's fine, actually.
Good. Are you chilling out?
That's
Are you
good.
Meditating?
I'm getting back into it again because I find that I'm missing it, actually, because I just feel more calm, so... Hello?
You lost to what?
Hello?
He's feeling more calm. Yeah, see, I'm not Hello. Looking at, you know, as far as your health is concerned, I'm not concerned with that. But she's better at health than I am.
Oh, okay.
what I will say is that Mars is coming into square with your Mars, okay? And... what that's going to do is it's going to present you to stay in your peace, to stay in that calm, okay? And so don't be surprised if something comes up that you don't particularly care for, okay? As Aphrodite always says, when it's a square, you must, okay? So even though you don't want to do it, you must do it. So there is something coming up that you must do. But again here, it's staying within your peace and not taking action upon the situation that you're going to be your success.
Hmm. Okay. Because I'm right now.
Mercury retrograde right now is good for you in some ways because you are going to reevaluate, and I think you need to do that.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time,
it always happens that way.
Yep. But at the same time, I think. Do you have any love in your life? You have close friends, if not a lover?
No, I don't.
See, what's happening is there's a lot of inconjuncts to your Venus in Edmonton right now. And Venus, over the next few days, is going to even make that more strong. If your desire to have a close personal relationship with someone that loves who you are and what you're about is very important. Now, if there's someone in your past you maybe haven't been in contact with, during the Mercury retrograde, it's the perfect time to contact them. So I want to encourage you to do that, Jay, because I think you need that right now, to talk to someone who knows your whole story, or at least a good part of it, because they can be very encouraging, and they can say, I know you, and this would be good for you, you know what I mean, because of the closeness. And I think that might be a nice thing for you to do in this cycle between now and the 25th. Sometimes you feel like you're out there alone. And for most Aries, that's usually okay. But your Mars is in Pisces. Part of you wants to share your journey with someone who also has their own spiritual journey. And I think that this is the time to seek that out.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
It's always
nice
to talk to you.
Yeah, just revalidating stuff. Oh, it's always good to talk to you, too. When is the Mercury retrograde will go on till?
The 25th. And then Mars goes into Capricorn on the 26th. I mean, these two major planetary changes are going on within 48 hours of each other. Now, Mars gets into Capricorn.
Okay.
It's really going to accent your sixth house of work and service, and establishing healthy relationships that maybe you've enjoyed in a long time. So that could be a very good thing.
Mm. Okay.
Now, I just want to tell you one thing that's an aside, Jay. I have three beautiful rescue cats. One of them is a black cat called Midnight. And as soon as I picked up your call, she jumped down from her perch and she came over here to be petted. So I think that's a good sign for you. I just want to let you know that.
Okay, thanks.
She's over here purring, okay? So she likes
yes.
you.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not
somebody
surprised,
nice to talk to
that
someone who's going to purr at you.
Pardon me?
Somebody's going to talk to someone that's going to purr back.
Yeah.
So find that person and call them, okay?
Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's funny how things
midnight.
Are so synchronized sometimes.
Oh, yeah, isn't it? It's amazing sometimes how they work.
I know it. Well, I'm going to try and pick up the caller that we couldn't get before and see if they're still there.
Okay.
Area code 561. You're on the Illumination Station. Can I help you?
Is that me?
Hello?
That would be you.
Is that Charles?
This is Charles,
hello?
I think.
Charles,
hey,
oh, how
great.
Nice to hear
well,
from
thank
you, Charles.
You. Well, happy Sunday, ladies. Nice to
oh,
talk
you
to the two of you.
What's shaking?
Hey, what's shaking? Okay, well, I'm unemployed and a little short of cash, and my house is starting to fall apart. Any advice?
Wow.
You know, it's like one thing's breaking after another. And I don't know if it's the Mercury retrograde or what, but it's causing some issues. Any advice on that?
Wow.
Sorry.
You live in West Palm, aren't you, Charles?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Let me take a look at your solar return real quick. Because I don't see the household complications in the transits for you.
I don't either. I do see a problem as far as trying to deal with the things that you love the most.
I can tell you what's going on, but there is a list, so I won't tell you those details.
Okay. Okay, well, we have another issue here. Okay, because in your solar return, you have two in conjunctions going from your fourth house, Neptune in your fourth house, to your Venus, okay, which I think Aphrodite was sitting on, okay, and your Jupiter, okay, which is, you know, if you're going to have an in conjunction, have it with Jupiter, because that means the issue is going to be to your benefit. What I will say about it is that Chiron is also there in your fourth house and your solar return as well, okay. I'm not surprised that it would come up under a Mercury retrograde that things would break out of the blue. Again, with Neptune, it's out of the blue, okay? And Aphrodite was so on the mark because of with your love, this Venus aspect to it, okay? And
okay.
I know you love your home, okay?
I
but
do.
Realize that this is for your benefit that they're breaking. It may not feel like it's the right time, but it's for your benefit.
You're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Okay.
So really relax with that a little bit more is what I'm going to say to you.
Okay. Will there be a time in the near future when I'll be able to afford to fix these things?
Yes.
Okay, very near.
End of the month.
You know what I...
End of the month when the sun passes over your Saturn.
Okay.
Then you'll be able to work it out. Right now you're kind of in flux, and that's okay because the delays, again, as Jacqueline pointed out, may work to your benefit.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, Jacqueline, my phone is about to die, so if I lose you, sign off, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I won't.
You know what, Charles? The thing about your chart right now that I like is you're about to go through a Mars return. Over the next 10 days, Mars is going to return to you in the seventh house of contracts and opportunity in the area where you live. And your personality and what you've created in the past, because you're a very creative gentleman, I know that because I've known you for many years. Jupiter sitting right on your Mercury in the Palm Beach chart. So I think some great opportunities are going to be coming to you here, and there may be travel involved. I mean, looking at this chart and the solar return, there may be some travel or dealing with people that are traveling, okay, people that are coming to Florida and back.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be something that's more of an international kind of energy. There may be people that are interested in you that speak more than one language. It could be a little bit difficult to understand them, maybe even because of the Mercury retrograde. So I wouldn't even be surprised if you meet with them before Mercury turns.
Okay.
So be looking for that.
Okay, great.
Okay?
I will be. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you, Charles.
Thank you. Happy Sunday. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay.
I remember several months ago I had spoken to him, and I saw the same thing in his solo return about the travel, that he may have to travel for his work, or he's drawing in an international source of some sort. And I just started cracking up when you said that, because it just brought it right to mind that I had told him the same exact thing.
Oh, we're always like that. We read differently, but we always have the same bottom line. I love that.
Isn't that great? I just love it. It really does. It's great.
It is. Well, we don't have anybody else in the queue right now, and we do have Deanna still listening. So let's tell people where they can find us before my phone completely dies on me. We'll sign off a little bit early.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, for me, I am returning to Florida this week and will be at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach on Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, I'll be back at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart. And for anybody else who wants to get in touch with me, I do, like you, readings over the phone as well. I have clients worldwide, and they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm here in sweet Roanoke, Virginia, and I am going to be coming down to South Florida in November, the third week of November, to see all my clients and read at the Rainbow Bridge, the most incredible physical bookstore on the planet. And so I'll be there for several days. I'll be doing some private parties down there. But I can always be reached on my business line, which is 540-400-0110. And as most of you know, if you listened last week, you know that there's a beautiful fair that I'm doing up here in Forest, Virginia with Therese. She was on our show, our two-hour special last week, and I'm very excited about that. It's very close to Lynchburg, and it's going to be a really wonderful two-day event. So if you're in the area and you want to stop by, there's going to be all kinds of things to buy, all kinds of readings to have, and just really, really find people to commune with. Just a wonderful space that she's created with this. And so I'm very much looking forward to that. And the Livestream Center is going to have their next fair in January. They have one once a season. We're already putting that together. So if you need the spiritual support, if you want the insight, there's always things around you can tap into. Do so. Simply do so. But if you want a private consultation, Jacqueline and I are always there for you. We try and get back to people as quickly as we can, because this is a time of great change. It's the fall, and we just look outside. You can see it happening, and I'm sure it's also happening in your life, because that's the way the seasons work.
Absolutely.
We always go through
these interesting transits.
Yes. All these interesting transits are amazing. I'm looking at this solar eclipse coming up, and I'm like, wow. That's amazing. And I just love the lineup. A Venus, the Sun, and the Moon in 0 degrees Scorpio with beautiful trines to Neptune. I'm loving that chart.
Yeah, and it really does make a very strong impact as far as people's intuitive abilities and feeling. And that's the part that I like about it, is the really feeling of the direction that you should go and the direction that's going to be right for you. And I really think that's what's going to be great coming out of it for a lot of people, is they're finally going to get that assurance of, okay, I can feel it. This is what I've got to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always challenges, but there's always blessings in every picture of the heavens I've ever looked at. And so if one door closes, another door opens. Sometimes
Absolutely.
You have to jump out a window, but usually you land safely.
Yeah, it might be odd, but it still works. You know, there's
exactly.
always that blessing in everything that I've ever seen as well in a chart. There may be some challenges, but there's always blessings.
Absolutely. So we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.